broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for March 4th in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide, and absolutely we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, ladies and gentlemen. A quick recap of yesterday's broadcast, then we'll launch straight in to the news the networks refuse to use, as always. Biden vows enough vaccines for all U.S. adults by the end of May, about 200 million, they claim. The problem with that is U.S. readiness to get COVID-19 vaccine stays steady at about 65%, according to CNN and Gallup.com. Both of those folks are saying about 65%. And that means a good 70 million Americans, 60 million Americans in that range, do not even want to take the vaccine. Yeah, and you know who really doesn't want to take it? Many of the frontline workers. They refuse COVID-19 vaccines as distribution rollout struggles. According to the CDC, more than 44 million Americans have already been vaccinated for the COVID-19. That's as of February 22nd. They say that means 1 in 10 have already received the vaccine, but 44 million Americans is way more than 1 in 10, folks. So I don't know what kind of numbers they're playing with there, but all I'm telling you is the cocoa. Folks are saying no to the vaccines because it's not a vaccine. It is a gene therapy, and let me add, an experimental gene therapy. Folks, this has never been tried before, this vaccine, if you want to call it that, if you expand the definition of vaccinations. This is the first time this has ever been done, and they're experimenting literally on worldwide populations, all because it's so-called an emergency. The numbers are going down. They tell you that the vaccines are the cause of the numbers going down, but I disagree. I think it's because they've manipulated the reality and the results of the PCR tests and more. It's all a big fraud. They're deceiving you, ladies and gentlemen. And then what they'll tell you if I say that is they'll say, you don't have a scientific degree. You don't even know. Then I'll say, yeah, but what about these doctors and these scientists? And they'll say they're quacks. They're nuts. The bottom line is they control the narrative because they own the media. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. FBI... What's this guy's name? Ray? You know, whacked out Christopher Ray warns senators that, hey, domestic terrorism and threats of domestic terrorism growing. Christopher Ray says during a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing meeting, the January 6th Capitol riot was an act of domestic terrorism. It was criminal behavior, plain and simple, and we at the FBI call it terrorism, domestic terrorism. My problem with that, folks, is they're being dishonest. They're telling you that Trump supporters caused it, but they don't have evidence. They don't have facts. They don't know that. You say, wait a minute, Sam, they've arrested people. They've done their due diligence. No, they haven't. You're lying to me now. Stop. In America, these people are innocent until proven guilty. We don't have any proof of guilt. They told you that Donald Trump was the chief insurrectionist, right? He doesn't have any legal pending issues relating to the Capitol riot. Zero. In fact, the Senate didn't even finish the impeachment. They said no. You could say, well, Sam, that was all partisan politics. Fine, but partisan politics doesn't relate to criminal activity. If there's criminal activity by the president, former president, whatever you want to say, prosecute him. If there's not, then you got to stop this lie narrative. How many people went to the peaceful rally? How many people went to the Capitol and did not breach the Capitol building? How many peaceful people went into the Capitol building, and how many rioters were there really, and what are their origins, where does their money come from? None of that's been explained to the American people, but we do know this. The FBI director, Christopher Wray, refused to disclose the death of the police officer, Brian Signick. Yeah? Citing an ongoing investigation, fine. That didn't stop the New York Times from telling you how he died in the beginning, did it? The New York Times now forced to recant their report on the Capitol officer's death. Yeah, they cited it, believe it or not, in the Trump impeachment trial. The Democrats in the House cited the reason for Brian Sicknick's death as they, in my opinion, dishonestly, immorally, wrongfully impeached Trump in the House. Listen carefully. New York Times forced to recant on Capitol officer's death cited in Trump impeachment trial. Now the police sources and the investigators, they can't agree how he died. They don't know if it was a fire extinguisher or not, but that was the narrative at the trial, even though it turned out to be not the truth. That was the narrative in the mainstream press when they wanted to tell you that all Trump supporters were evil and racist and terrorists and everything. Okay, that was the narrative. So now that that core piece of the narrative has changed, what else has changed? And the answer is all kinds of things have changed. We'll talk about it as the broadcast unfolds today. For example, Dick Durbin using this for political manipulation. We're talking about Illinois Senator, Democrat Dick Durbin, treating Antifa and white supremacists equally as insulting to the Capitol Police. How does he know it's insulting to the Capitol Police? He's not one of them. Yeah, and I'm against white supremacists and I'm against Antifa. I'm against the Proud Boys and I'm against Black Lives Matter. I'm against all these organizations. They're both polarized. They're all extreme. I'm against them all, but I'm not here to compare one against the other. But that's what they want to do, is they manipulate you into believing that white supremacist, domestic racist are the cause of everything led by the Donald. Yeah, they're literally saying Donald Trump and his, they don't say supporters anymore. They say Donald Trump and his loyalists. Again, they're using every scare word, every wordsmithed unique word to escalate this and to create the divide and to create the violent narrative and to create the domestic threat narrative. We've got to jettison this lie, ladies and gentlemen. For example, a new Harvard-Harris poll found that Americans are more concerned about the violence that took place in the summer, even more so than they are the violence that took place at the Capitol building. Yeah, 55% to 45%, matter of fact. Is the mainstream press going to tell you that? No. The mainstream press is going to tell you that the CPAC stage looked like a Nazi agenda. They say that it's in the shape of an Athala rune or whatever the heck that is. And that, hey, it's all Nazi stuff. See, they're just ratcheting up the divide at every turn. Biden, for example, a racist Dr. Seuss from Read Across America Day, amid pressure from the left. Hey, the manufacturer saying it can no longer be published because it's racist. So Dr. Seuss getting shut down, according to the Associated Press. All right, everybody's a racist, don't you know? Unless you're a Joe Biden supporter, then, you know, you're peaceful as could be, I guess, right? Lies, dishonest, immoral. Stop the divide narrative. Why don't we learn to be civil, kind, respectful to one another? Just say, you know what? I disagree with you on this point. But why ratchet it up to the point of terrorism and violence? They even say there's a big old Capitol riot going on today. I'll tell you about that coming up as well. Volvo sets 2030 as the year that all new cars, they say, will be electric. Pretty aggressive. I don't believe the electric cars save on the environment at all. I think that's a big lie, too. Yeah, you want to get somebody to debate me on that? Let me know who, and we'll do it. Petaluma, California, for example, whacked out as all get out down in Cali. They banned the construction of new gas stations. No more new gas stations. Why don't they just get rid of their old ones, too? If they're so anti-gas, anti-quote fossil fuels, even the fossil fuel reality is a lie. It didn't come from animal bones. Come on. There's books written about this. Jerome Kersey wrote a book saying that oil was made inside the mantle of the earth. It's not fossil fuel at all. We could debate that till the cows come home, too, I guess, right? Whether we went to the moon, whether there's fossil fuels, whether Barack Obama has a birth certificate. Well, you know, we can go right on down the line, right? And just debate everything under the sun. Debate if we even exist, if we want to, right? See, the divide culture, the cancel culture, the communist agenda just wants to destroy everything we hold dear. God, family, country, life, liberty, property, everything. They're out of control, but South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem doing a good job. She could end up being a front runner for the 2024 presidential reality check. A lot of people are liking Kristi because she didn't shut down during the COCO. Strange. You would think everybody would be dead in South Dakota. If you believe the mainstream press narrative, everybody in South Dakota would be dead. Nobody wearing masks, nobody closing all their businesses, nobody did anything like that, but they're not dead. Actually, they're doing quite well, as are other nations that didn't shut down. Yeah, put that in your pipe and smoke it, huh, people? Democrats consider scheduling vote on controversial gun control bills within the next 2 weeks, buddy. Get ready. They're going to come for your guns. Sadly, the American revolutionaries, they were very patient until King George came for the guns. Then they said, that's the line we're not going to let you cross. I'm not suggesting we got to go that far, because I think we have a lot more peaceful solutions and opportunities to resolve the problems at our fingertips. Try doubling down on the supreme law of the land with its checks and balances, vertical and horizontal, for starters. Okay, so we don't need to go to violence. I'm not suggesting we do, but I'm telling you that that is significant. Do not let the Democrats take your right to keep and bear arms, ladies and gentlemen. We cannot cross that line. Don't do it, please. All right, I thought I'd bring all that to your attention. That's a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday. It's still available online at lovingliberty.net, libertyroundtable.com. Spread the word, tell your neighbor. Live at on-demand radio at your fingertips. Next hour, we got a great guest, fellow talk show host who will be on the radio with us. And then she'll also be coming to Liberty Hall. Yeah, man, lovingliberty.net. Check that out, learn more about it. We'll talk about it next hour as well. But in seconds, Brian Rust, Honest Money Update on Liberty Roundtable Live.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Well, my mom smokes and my dad smokes, and I saw them smoking, so I tried it. They're telling me not to smoke, but they smoke themselves.
When it comes to smoking, are you sending mixed signals?
But when you teach someone a certain way to do things and you go back on that certain way, it sends mixed signals to the person that they're trying to teach. The parents need to be the example.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I ask you, what is the KQ? You know, the kosher question. Most Americans will spend their entire lifetime purchasing food from the supermarkets while having no idea that almost every packaged food product on the grocery shelves is certified kosher. Indeed, the kosher question encompasses not only food and religion, but also affects our economics, politics, and our identity. In an effort to promote awareness to the kosher question, developers have published an app for your smartphone that features a database of food products that have not been kosher certified. The Kosher-tified app has prominent advertisement on TPC's homepage, or you can check out its website at thekosherquestion.com. With the cesspool of politics getting even deeper these days, why not leave the swamp and start eating in favor of your own interests? Check out thekosherquestion.com today and download the app.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, your Honest Money Report starts now. Brian Rust, RustCoinAndGift.com. Welcome back to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Thank you much, Sam. Glad to be with you.
Oh, man, there's so much going on. It's crazy. We'll get to the stories in a second. Why don't we start with a gold and silver update? What's spot looking like now?
Your paper price on gold is 1714.5.
That's down a little bit, right?
Down a little bit, correct.
What does that mean, Brian?
Well, I think you get the still manipulation on paper still happening. It's still working for them, and in that sense, I mean, it's kind of a, I like to call it a weed out. I mean, a lot of people, you know, buying in, want to get in and so on, but they bring the prices down and price down, saying, hey, I thought this was going up. I thought this was going to, so they kind of weed out people, wherein, you know, if you look at it on a base of protecting, you know, assets, then you have it regardless of the ups and downs. you ride the storm.
Wow, there's all kinds of interesting stories in the news that I want to talk to you about. But before we do that, so gold's at $1,714.50. What's silver at?
26.1.
All right, 26.10, ladies and gentlemen. $26.10. But how much does it cost to get one of those Silver Eagle silver dollars, sir?
You're looking at around the $38 range.
Wow. So the price went down a little bit, but yet the spread continues to kind of grow, doesn't it?
It does. Physical's going. Yep.
All right. There you have that, ladies and gentlemen. Brian Rust with us, RustCoinAgift.com. You got to answer the rhodium question for Kurt.
$28,000.
Ooh, man, Kurt's just getting rich. Man, I got to dig that.
A little bit of rhodium and a tub of honey, I'll tell you.
Eating honey and hoarding rhodium. That's a cool plan, man. If you want to do well, ladies and gentlemen. Brian Rust with us, RustCoinAgift.com. What should people know now in the coin industry? Is there any strange trends going on or unique things people ought to kind of be cognizant of?
Well, we're seeing the surge of, silver market kind of on the verge of being overwhelmed. You got this investment demand. You've got, I even read the fact of the silver squeeze, a GoFundMe campaign to promote the silver squeeze on social media. I mean, there's more investors, I think, looking kind of waking up to kind of what's happening. And, you just look at history. I mean, kind of what's on the verge there. I mean, we're major inflation. I mean, they just keep printing money and trying to control these markets. I mean, the rich get richer as a result of printing more money and more paper. And, I think we prepare ourselves. I mean, it's just, the future looks that way.
All right, there's so much to talk about. Here's a couple of headlines that I find fascinating. I want to pick your brain on these, Brian. First one says this: economy got off to modest start in 2021, Fed says. All right, so you get that. Economy got off to modest start in 2021, Fed says. Next headline says this: February job growth of 117K falls short of forecast ADP. Then it says Disney to shut 60 North American stores, 20% of global total. I'm not really finding that sounding very encouraging. On one hand, we're off to a modest start. Then we got jobs not near what they seem to be. Disney shutting, a bunch of stores. And you kind of go, what? This isn't, Then they say the case against inflation. And they want you to believe that inflation's not really a problem. Raise the minimum wage to $12 an hour, some are saying, instead of 15. Democrats want it to be 15, but some are saying it really should be 12. I personally think the government ought to get out of the minimum wage business entirely, Brian.
Amen. Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, when they say, modest start to the first year, I mean, how can they even gauge that? I mean, you got 10 million less folks employed today than last year. And yet, the writing's on the wall, right? I mean, these companies are shutting down, people are losing work, but yet, hey, they'll print more money. They'll give you some stimulus. It'll help you. It'll take care of it's an absolute joke. So the writing, I mean, it doesn't, when they say modest start, it's going to be a terrible start. I don't know what they're thinking. If they're going to gauge, kind of what's happening right now, let's get rid of that. Let's get back to the way of life and put people back to work and stop hindering all our
attempts. Can't, Brian. Can't
be successful.
Hey, have you heard Joe Biden's latest comments?
Let's see. No, did he come out of hiding?
Yeah, but he's making comments from the basement kind of a thing. In fact, he tried to do a press conference and they said, can we ask you questions? And he said, yes. And then the White House cut him off. Did you hear that? No, Joe, we can't let you go unscripted, bro. It'll get out of control fast.
That's right. What am I doing here kind of thing?
Yeah, so check this out, though. So Texas basically opened up their economy and said, hey, we're not going to shut down anymore. Did you see that?
Yeah.
All right. Well, now Joe Biden says the following. Joe Biden, Texas and Mississippi lifting mask mandates is Neanderthal thinking.
Yeah.
Hey, Brian, you thinking like a Neanderthal, buddy?
That's right.
I mean, you look at those scare words that these people use, Brian, and I don't mean to be offensive, but they've gone so over the top that you're right. All you can really do is laugh at them. I mean, we're debating whether we should open masks or not. They've literally had mask mandates on people for almost a year now, depending on where you're talking about and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And so they say, we're not going to really mandate masks anymore. We still think they're a good idea, but we're not going to mandate them. You know what? We really want you to be careful of, you know, wearing masks inside when you should, they claim. And I don't even agree with any of those things. I'm just saying they're being responsible. Hey, social distance, take appropriate protocols, but we're going to let you open up your businesses now. And we're going to get rid of the mask mandate. And literally the president of the United States goes, that's some Neanderthal thinking right there.
That's right.
I'm going, is that kind of racist? Is he calling us a bunch of monkeys?
Yeah, I think he is. I mean, you can't do it by yourself.
You know, you got to trust old Joe, who can't really talk to the public, can't have a press conference, can't deal with anybody, but yet he's going to tell us the huge state of Texas. I mean, how many people are in Texas and Mississippi together?
A lot.
Okay, and it's all Neanderthal thinking by the leaders down there now.
That's right. Oh, that's going to make them feel better, isn't it?
I'm just thinking, what are you talking about? And is it Neanderthal thinking that people can survive without their businesses opening?
No, yeah, I mean, it's terrible.
I mean, I don't even get what we're talking about anymore. I, like, can't have an intelligent conversation about this because it's like, you're just going to accuse me of being a Neanderthal because I'm saying we got to finally come back to some modicum of normalcy? And you're like, Neanderthal right over there. Look at that Neanderthal. I mean, if you want a meme, Brian, I don't know if you've got a graphic artist, but you got to create a Neanderthal meme, buddy. You could have a Neanderthal buying a Silver Eagle Silver Dollar and going, hey, is this thing here a dollar? How can it take 38 of them to buy one of these? And you just do some Neanderthal thinking. I bring this up, and they're like, you're a terrorist. You're a domestic threat. And I'm just going, wait a minute. Hold on. All I want to do is let people, like, live life, be left alone, run their businesses, love their families, love their neighbors, go to church, be good people. And they're like, you're trying to kill everybody, ain't you? I'm like, what?
That's right.
Wait a minute. I didn't say anything about... Yes, you did. You're speaking in code, buddy. You're sending dog whistles to your people. And that's what you're doing. I'm going, are you kidding me right now?
That's exactly right.
What do we do, Brian? I mean, it's gotten to a feverish pitch, my friend.
Well, it's gotten out of control. I hope the fact that more and more people are just waking up to the fact of and looking at this and just common sense. I'm hoping. I mean, that's the issue. You know, if we have common sense, we can look at this and say, what is, I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous what they're trying to accomplish. You know, one factor is we just have to jump back to, was it LaVita? What was the gal that had the restaurant?
LaVita McFarquhar.
Yeah. I mean, there's one factor right there. She's telling her story. I mean, and there's hundreds of, I think, those kind of stories. And yet we should turn all those off because realistically we need to listen to Joe and his people.
Hey man, is Joe calling LaVita McFarquhar a Neanderthal?
Yeah, I think so.
Dude, he's white, she's black. He can't be doing that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's a different agenda for them, I think.
Former presidents would be fired over that, my friend. They'd be impeached like six times.
There you go.
You know, once wouldn't be near enough.
Yeah.
Right. Now, they say, and this is the Neanderthal thinking to big time. So you know how all the Trump supporters, now you know they're not even calling them Trump supporters, they're calling them Trump loyalists. You know that, right?
Yeah, I've heard you mention that, yeah.
Them Trump loyalists, man, they're getting crazy today because of that QAnon.
Yeah,
I'm going to tell you about it coming up right after the break, Brian. I want to get your take, and I want to know if there will be an economic impact to this. Brian Russ with me, ladies and gentlemen. RussQuentinGift.com. You want honest money? Gold and silver, baby. You want to know what the best thing you should do is? Buy from Brian and take possession. That's what I'd suggest. Hang tight.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Emmy Award-winning New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo addressed sexual harassment accusations Wednesday, saying he never touched anyone inappropriately. Between these serious allegations and the nursing home death cover-up by Cuomo, there's a bipartisan call for Cuomo to resign. He says he will not leave office. The U.S. House of Representatives passed a bill on Wednesday banning controversial police tactics and easing away for lawsuits against officers violating suspects' constitutional rights. By a vote of 220-212, it happened days before former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin goes on trial on a state murder charge in the death of Floyd last year. Chauvin's defense released a video showing packets of drugs in Mr. Floyd's mouth and have maintained an overdose as the cause of death. Seven college students died and four were injured during a tragic incident in La Paz, Bolivia, when a railing collapsed, sending them falling from a fourth-floor balcony. Tuesday's incident took place at the Public University of El Alto, USA Radio News.
Can you really believe the news? So much spin. Americans just don't trust big media. And if you're really tired of the old news, check out Newsmax TV, the fastest growing network in America. It's on all major cable systems. Each night, watch Newsmax TV and see big shows with Sean Spicer, Greg Kelly, Lindsey Keith, Stinchfield, and Rob Schmidt. They're exposing Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi's surprising agenda. So tune into Newsmax anytime. If your cable doesn't carry it, call them and tell them you can go to another service that does. Or you can download the Newsmax app on your smartphone. It's free, and you can watch it anywhere in the world. Newsmax is also free on TVs like Samsung, LG, and Vizio. And millions of people watch Newsmax on Roku, YouTube, Pluto, Zumo, Apple TV, and more. There's a reason 30 million Americans watch Newsmax TV all the time. Check it out today. Newsmax is real news for real people.
The United States is encountering over 5,000 immigrants a day trying to illegally gain entry through the southwest border. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
More than 100 illegal immigrants released into Texas by the U.S. Customs and Border Protection have tested positive for COVID-19. Felipe Romero, a spokesman for Brownsville, Texas, says the city doesn't have the authority to halt migrants who test positive for the virus from traveling anywhere in the United States, although officials advise them to quarantine and follow federal health guidelines. Regarding the rise of illegal immigrants coming into the United States, former Acting Customs and Border Protection Mark Morgan says,
we're also looking at projected at this rate at 1.4 million total individuals trying to illegally enter this country. Right now, we're looking at almost 5,000 a day that we are encountering on the southwest border illegally entering.
Thank you for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Hey, welcome to the broadcast, all you Neanderthal thinking folks. You're listening to Liberty Roundtable Live with Brian Rust and Sam Bushman. RustQuentinGift.com. Doing a great job over the past 50 years. Brian Rust and family have been helping people understand the precious metal market, how to make sure they get a fair deal, encouraging people to take possession of their assets. It's one of the important things to do, ladies and gentlemen. Silver's at $26.10, but to buy a silver eagle, silver dollar minted by the federal government in 2021, it costs like $38 to get one of those dudes. I don't understand all that, and just because I'm not a Neanderthal, I guess I don't get it. Wait a minute, maybe it is because I'm a Neanderthal that I don't get it. No. Anyway, the economy got off to a modest start, but by golly, the job growth ain't doing near as well as they had hoped. Disney's shutting 60 North American stores. 20% of its output are global stores. Joe Biden, Texas and Mississippi, lifting mask mandates is Neanderthal thinking there. And I kind of look at that and I just go, man, that's offensive to say the least. Of course, Joe gets away with any offensive statement that he makes, no problem.
That's right.
When Donald did it, by golly, it was just pure evil, pure hatred. But when, Joe does it, it's just... either is a truth teller or the end justify the means, or it's just old Joe. He doesn't mean any harm. Don't worry about Uncle Joe there. But Biden mandates or suggests that there'll be enough vaccines for all adults, Brian. The problem is about 33% of the adults don't want to take the vaccines. So what are we going to do with all them leftover vaccines?
Well, they've got to look for a way to to use up the... to push the agenda, I guess.
Maybe we could actually pour into some other poor saps.
Well, there's the problem is when you've got the fake news out there, the media, they'll create some kind of story saying, hey, everybody's, you know, they've all had it. Everybody's got it. What? I didn't get it. You know, those, you know, but everybody will think that everybody got it.
Let me just tell you something. You don't even know if you got it, buddy. If you right. Let me just explain something to you. You got it, and you might not have known it. You were just one of the asymptomatics. That's what you was, Brian. I know you didn't even know, but my friend, you are toxic.
Well, hey, you know, here's the thing. I think they'll create some kind of. I think they'll create some kind of a windblown vaccine, so everybody's going to breathe it.
They are literally talking about needleless vaccines. Did you see that in the news?
Is that right?
Got a race to find a way to do vaccines without needles. I kid you not.
Okay.
So you were joking, but these people, these Neanderthals there, buddy, are serious, okay?
Wow.
Right?
Okay, yeah. Yeah, the big wind mills they've created, they want us to go clean. Maybe you're going to push that vaccine thing out there so we can all breathe it.
Well, I don't even know really how to respond to it.
That's right.
Yeah, they say needleless vaccines, a huge effort to stop it by solving the refrigeration problem. Needleless vaccine delivery is the answer. The pain of injections won't be a problem. The fear of needles won't be a problem, buddy. Needleless vaccine patch is what they're talking about.
Wow.
Yeah, buddy, it's a huge step. They're working on it feverishly, my friend.
Is it a patch? You just wear a patch?
That's what they're talking about, yeah.
I see.
Needleless vaccinations, a huge step towards stopping infectious disease. Guess who's at the helm of it? You probably will never guess.
I would say, I went blank here, but who's our...
Come on now, Bill Gates, buddy.
There you go. That's exactly right.
Yes, sir.
That's what I'm
Bill
saying.
Bill is in the zone, my friend.
That's right.
Now, he ain't no Neanderthal now. This is Bill. Now, check this out. Listen carefully. Needleless vaccinations, a huge step towards stopping infectious disease. Bill Gates' philanthropic foundation funds research into a needle-free vaccine or vaccination method using molds made of sugar.
Back to Jell-O.
I guess so. A technology that he hopes could help patients in areas that need it most, buddy. I mean, he's just helping you. Now, here's the interesting story and companion to this Bill Gates philanthropic deal. Ready? Check this out. And I don't know how this will affect the economy, but you can tell us, Brian. Microsoft Exchange servers, well, there's a flaw in them that lets the Chinese hack our emails. A China-linked cyber espionage group has been remotely plundering, Brian?
Yeah, I mean, I believe it. I mean, it seems like we can't stop, you know, I wish the government, you know, do something good to stop these people from stealing our identities and our money, but it seems like they open the floodgates to anybody, any illegal things that are going on and just causes havoc, but yeah.
So this guy that can't keep my email safe wants to skip the needle and just put a patch on me and just put some toxins into my bloodstream?
Yeah, I think he could stop... he could protect your email. I just don't think he wants to.
Now we're getting somewhere there.
I think that's it.
If I'm compromised on every level, then I'll just be in panic and fear. And then, hey, whatever you want to do with me, just do it. Just keep me safe, Brian. Just save me. Save me, Billy.
Yeah, that's right. You know, and the influx of funding, the fiat currency that's going into his account, he can buy a lot of gold and Bitcoin or whatever he wants, right?
Yes, sir. In fact, he won't let Bitcoin stand. He's got to have his own coin, buddy.
Yeah, that's right.
MS the, coin.
The BG. The BG.
The Bill
coin
Gates coin. That's right.
That's right.
The Big Bill, the BB coin, the Microsoft coin. The problem
that's
with
right.
Microsoft coin, though, man, is from their track record in IT, you probably just have your coin disappear one day and be like, man,
I
need
right.
a reboot.
The Chinese kind of hacked it.
Hate Love that. All right.
There you go.
Capitol Police prepare for a potential attack. Have you read this?
No.
All right. There's a big old news story today in like all the main news sources. The agency who responds to what the force is now calling a possible plot to breach. You've heard of the plot to breach, haven't you, Brian?
To breach the White House, take over the...
The plot to breach the Capitol.
Yeah.
Again, they sounded the alarm that pro-Trump conspirators may be planning an attack. They say another assault on the Capitol building, possibly today, Brian.
Oh, wow.
And they say the reason for this big old ripping attack, you don't know this, buddy. You're fixing to attack, but you probably don't even know the reasons why you are. Okay? They say that today, you know what today is, don't you?
The 4th. What is today? Day of Reckoning?
Back in the 1930s or whatever, it used to be to where today was the real, not the fake one, buddy, but the real inauguration day. You follow me?
Oh, okay.
I know you didn't know all that.
I didn't.
You was fixing to attack the Capitol anyway, see?
I'm Neanderthal a little bit, so.
That's right. Now, they had police legislation they were working on for Thursday, but they moved it quickly to Wednesday so they could get the heck out of town, the congressmen and senators, because today, buddy, it's going radical. Now, the people who believe in QAnon, the people who believe that Trump got ripped off and believe that the whole nation is ran by pedophiles and everything else, they have cast March 4th, as a deep state plot to incite the movement's adherents and provoke a nationwide crackdown. So basically, hey, Donald's going to take office today because it's the real day.
Oh.
All right. They say threats against lawmakers are through the roof, Brian. Now, they say this without any evidence or anything, but I'm just telling you right now, it's through the roof, okay?
Right.
And they say that Trump will be inaugurated today by the military. And he'll be back in power today because today's the real day, buddy.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. One guy said, I'll tell you about the warning, but I got to have anonymity if I'm going to.
Oh, okay.
See? Now, you believe in Donald, don't you?
Well, I believe in some of the things he did. Yeah.
Yeah, now I want you to know that this kind of chatter is First Amendment language. You're allowed to say this kind of stuff, they claim. Now, the Homeland Security is warning that these attacks would not be isolated episodes. And anyway, you got to beware because it's a-coming, buddy.
Okay.
Now, here's what I don't understand. I guess I must not be a real Trump supporter because I didn't know anything about this until I read this in the mainstream press.
Yeah, I didn't
know. Now, don't worry. The Trump International Hotel, you're not going to stay there tonight, Brian, because they're asking 3 to 4 times the usual prices, buddy, because people are ready to roll in there, you know?
That's right.
They're all going to stay at the Trump Hotel, don't you know?
That's right.
Anyway, it's just strange stuff. I know nothing about it. I'll talk about that coming up. Brian's got to fly. Thank you, sir. Brian Rust, rustquotinggift.com. We'll talk soon.
Hey, thanks. Thank you.
He always does a phenomenal job on your radio.
Can a nation conceived in liberty carry its head high if it denies protection to the youngest and most vulnerable of its citizens? Can a country founded on God-given rights continue to thrive without understanding that life is a precious gift from our Creator? As a physician, I have looked into the eyes of 1-pound babies. I have cradled their small bodies in the palm of one hand. I defy those who are careless, who would disregard life and look at these tiny little miracles and say, we're not going to protect that.
But I believe there will come a time when we are all judged on whether or not we took a stand in defense of all life from the moment of conception until our last natural breath. One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. I'm looking at this news and I'm going, are you kidding me right now? I just don't know how to respond. I don't know if you're a Trump supporter, but you're not a real one unless you know about this plot, ladies and gentlemen. Police, quote, possible attack. Possible plot to attack Capitol tomorrow. That's today now. Conspiracy theorists believe that President Trump will be sworn in again on Thursday. Now, do you believe that, folks? Next headline says, Capitol Police prepare for a potential attack, ladies and gentlemen. What do you think about all that? Okay, I think they're just trying to incite more violence or greater attacks. I didn't even know about this until the mainstream press started babbling about it. I know nothing about this whatsoever. All right, they say that Trump will be sworn in on Thursday. As today, they're calling it the true inauguration day. The true inauguration day. Now, I didn't even know about this, folks. Did you? Yeah. Conspiracy theorists believe this is happening today. They say we obtained intelligence which shows of a possible plot to attack the Capitol today, Thursday, March 4th, Capitol Police said in a statement. Yeah, they say the 3% militia group and others might be using tactics, including detonating a bomb to pull law enforcement away from the Capitol before they attack. We're taking the intelligence seriously. Yeah, National Guard troops are at the site now. By the way, I don't know if you know this, but this is how it kind of goes. The true inauguration day. Do you know about that? That's the 1933 thing. All right. March 4th was the presidential inauguration day until 1933. And then there's a big old thing about the 1871, you know, we lost our country or whatever, right? Yeah. The true inauguration day is what they're talking about. Anyway, let me explain a few things to you, ladies and gentlemen, that I really, really believe are important to understand. All right. I understand the 1871 idea. All right. They say, you know, these people believe that the last real president, right, the U.S. secretly became a U.S. corporation back in 1871, meaning Ulysses Grant was the last real president. Forbes reports. Anyway, it just goes on and on, this article here. Now, I don't believe it. And you say, what do you mean you don't believe it, Sam? It's true. You can prove it. You can prove some details, yes. All right. You can prove that there has been some changes regarding states' rights back in the 1870s after the, quote, Civil War etc. All right? And you can prove that there has been game playing in the courts relating to corporations. And you can prove that words matter and capitalization matters in the courts over time. You can prove a lot of that. All right, but the problem with this whole line of thinking comes down to this. They cannot steal a country by just lying and capitalizing a couple of letters or changing the nature of America back in 1871, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That's where I disagree. So I'm not saying that some of these documented things are not true. They are true. Many of them. Many of the things that people point to have a grain of truth in them. But the whole narrative is not true. And let me explain what I mean. Say a few yahoos did change the capital letters or move us to a corporation or do this and that. The checks and balances within America could overturn that in a second if we chose to. All right? You say, no, Sam, that the bad guys have control. You know what? The checks and balances in America are so robust, so incredible, so liberty-loving, they chain down people to where people cannot get ultimate power in America. You say, well, by golly, Sam, you're sure ignorant. They have. No, I don't agree. And I'll tell you how I can prove to you that I don't agree or prove to you that I'm right on this. Here it is. If they really took over the country in 1871, they wouldn't be trying to create fake elections in 2021 or 2020. What would that be? Literally 150 years later? They wouldn't be doing that, folks. They'd just tell you that they're in control. Shut up. Sit down. This is a communist tyrannical nation. We're in control and you shut up. But see, they don't have that luxury. The government is still afraid of we the people. They wouldn't be trying to take your guns away by legislation and by hook or by crook or by deception or incrementally. They would just simply say, we're gathering the guns. Okay? They don't have near the dictatorial control that you people think they do. If they did, they would not be piecemealing and creating a coronavirus fake scenario to have us give up our rights and shut down our businesses. They wouldn't be slowly but surely piecemeal putting gun control in place. They wouldn't be manipulating elections so that you feel like you're free. They'd just tell you to sit down and shut up and they'd have ultimate control. These people love control. These people love to lord over you. The deep state loves that kind of stuff. But they know, as well as we know, that, ladies and gentlemen, they don't have that much control. And the checks and balances in America, constitutionally speaking, are still in place, vertical and horizontal checks and balances, and those checks and balances work. You don't believe me? In my state of Utah, I could literally double down into my area relating to my congressman, and I could gather every precinct leader, and if we chose to stand together, we could demand accountability in the vote count at the precinct level under penalty of perjury. And we could, via our counties, with our county sheriff and our county commissioners and our county district attorney, etc., we could demand honest voting. And we could all, as a people, refuse to vote until we got it. We could shut down the IRS tomorrow. We could send 1 million of us, 5 million of us, 10 million of us, 100 million of us, could send a postcard to the IRS every single day that says, I will not pay my taxes. You're wrong, you're dishonest, you're immoral, you're unconstitutional, you're gone. And if you had 100 million postcards, you'd run out of paper. The mail service would completely shut down. You could change the game. Our greater numbers are still so valuable and so important. But the reason we can't accomplish anything in America is because there's only a few people that care about patriotism. There's only a few people that really understand and are willing to participate and are willing to put serious, serious liberty on the line. All right? But they're literally... There are a few people who do believe in this 1871 scenario where, hey, America has been taken over. It's not the same America. It's not the America that, you know, I have people from time to time calling me and giving me information. Sam, you got to read the paperwork. You got to see this. You don't know that this is all going on. Yeah, I do. I know about all of it. But I'm telling you right now that if we, every time I go to the ballot box, I see this thing that says, do you want to retain these judges or get rid of them? Okay. And every time I get rid of every single judge there, you say, Sam, you might get rid of a good guy. You know what, I might, but all I'm telling you is we have got to reject the swamp and the best ways to get rid of them every time. Get rid of all the judges. Put new fresh ones in there. even a fresh judge that doesn't agree with me on the principles is probably more constitutional and willing to obey their oath than a judge that's been there for a long time. With rare exception, that's a fact. Okay, when it comes to Congress, we could replace the whole of Congress, all 435 of those critters, every single 2 years if we chose, if we got up and said, look, we're going to demand honest voting, and we're going to remove them now. We could get rid of them. We don't need impeachment. We don't need term limits. We don't need any of those things. We just simply could do it at the ballot box. You say, Sam, there's fraud. Even the courts won't help us. Man, we've run out of options. No one's tried the local level like I'm talking about. Nobody. What if you had 300 million Americans that said, we're going to refuse to vote until you could certify the votes with a paper ballot, or until you could certify the votes locally with count or vote watchers, vote counters that are from several different positions so that it's open and honest and transparent and fair. We're not even going to vote until you do that. Okay, we haven't tried nothing yet. Our greater numbers haven't been utilized effectively at all. And when we do utilize our greater numbers, we see success. So the whole point of this is, look, they can't just change the country by saying they capitalized a letter. They created a government corporation. They did this. They did that. Look, liberty is available to us all if we use the checks and balances in the Constitution. And you can't have some little faction control us all. Now you say, but they are controlling us. Yeah, they are. I'm not denying that they are. The swamp is controlling us. The few are controlling the many. But it doesn't have to be that way. And there are peaceful ways to stop them. There absolutely are peaceful ways to stop them. And that's what we're not focusing on. I've given you a couple of examples. Vote local. Demand accountability at the local, most smallest local precinct that you can possibly get. Do you even know how many precincts are in America? About 175,000, over 3,000 counties. See, when you go to the courts, then you leave it in the hands of about 9 people to decide, and they say, oh, we don't want to talk about it. But what if 175,000 precinct leaders said, I demand accountability and transparency in the vote here? See, you say, but we can't get those people. Nobody cares. I know, that's why you've lost your liberty. Look, the Founding Fathers said you have a republic if you can keep it. Well, we can't keep it if we're ignorant and if we don't stand up for what matters. Okay, that's what the checks and balances, horizontal and vertical, are all about. Okay, if Joe Biden really stole the presidency, and if the Capitol riot was an insurrection, and if it was done by those who want to put Joe in power, and there really is election fraud, and the courts won't touch it, then why don't we look at election fraud and challenge every single precinct in a lawsuit? Why don't we demand every precinct? Well, wait a minute, Sam, the precincts were skipped. We did mail-in balloting. I know, that's another lawsuit. And if there's mail-in balloting and there's no precincts, then sue your county. 3,000 county lawsuits. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we don't have the guts for the fight. We all want to either, one, watch sports on TV, or two, pick up a gun and go to war. Why don't we try some middle approaches? We either want to, one, get rid of the Constitution and find a new plan, or why do we always go from nothing, zero to 3,000 miles per hour? Why don't we do like a middle approach that says, hey, let's use our greater numbers to influence change. You know what? We need Mitt Romney gone. The guy's a nutcase. Let's next election cycle get him out of there. But who are you going to run against him? Well, you say, Sam, we can't. We don't have the money. Yeah, we do. If a million Americans in Utah or even across the nation were to back the Utah fight, now they're getting money from all over the country, aren't they? Yeah. Okay. How much money would it take if a million people who wanted to see Romney gone in Utah, if a million Americans put in a dollar each with $1 million, could somebody beat Romney? Depends on who it was. Maybe we got to buy some radio stations. Maybe we've got to get control of the media. Maybe we've got to, okay, but people aren't doing the things that are necessary. They're just like, hey, man, is my stimulus check coming? Golly, they better go up there and get that done. Hey, how am I going to watch sports and eat wings without my stimulus check rolling in? They close my business. Hey, there's very few business owners that are fighting the closures, right? What if every business owner in America said, we're not closing down? We're not doing that. What if every kid brought a Bible to school? What if I'm not talking about criminal activity, but I am talking about appropriate civil disobedience. I am talking about our greater numbers making a difference. And attacking the Capitol today is the stupidest thing you could ever do. Do not do it. I beg you to stop. Go home with your family where you belong and affect change in real, meaningful ways. Would you please? Thank you. God save the Republic.